Time to meet our guests now at halftime. Adrian Miles is here to tell us about something very special that's on the horizon. Good afternoon, Adrian.
Good afternoon, Gordon.
And something wild and wacky you have up your sleeve.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, an internet user, Frank Harper, accused the board of having little or no ambition. And of course, when the plans went forward to buy the freehold, he couldn't believe it, and so he's claimed that he's going to put on a pair of donkey ears and a pink tutu and run around Home Park at half time at the Ipswich match.
And he's wearing that and nothing else?
Well, let's hope not, because we need him to be wearing something. It could be a windy day and the fans could be in for a bit more than they bargained for.
So why has he decided to dress up in this particular attire?
Well, unfortunately, Frank's got rather a large mouth, and really all the posters on the internet site held him to this claim. He's been moaning for years and years and years, and so therefore we want to raise as much money as we possibly can, and we've been doing really well online in the last 2 weeks. We've raised nearly £1,000, and supporters have been going to Greens on Screen and donating to, just to see Frank run around and eat some words, as well as a big slice of humble pie.
So all the money being raised, what's that going to?
That's going to go to PASTA and towards the Plymouth Argyle Youth Development Trust. We need the youth through. You know, we've done well with Paul Connolly and Luke McCormick. We want to see a lot more of those come through. We know it's something the manager's looking at, and we feel that it's our duty as responsible for supporters to try and help and aid the development as soon as we can.
I just dared to think what the parade at halftime of that last match of the season is going to look like. I suspect there'll be a few people, especially his chums and work colleagues, who are going to bring cameras in that day.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. And we'll be running around with a few buckets as well, so all the supporters on the day here can have a good laugh at Frank. I don't think he'll have such a big mouth again. But
is he listening at the moment?
Sorry?
Is he listening at the moment?
He is. He is. Yes. He should be listening in now. And we'll try and get him to do something a bit more risque, perhaps for next season as well.
Can you get more risque, dare I ask?
Well, a pink tutu and donkey ears. I mean, it's going to be quite an event. Apparently, Frank's not looking forward to it. He's a little bit nervous, but I'm sure the Green Army will give him plenty of encouragement as he's going round.
To do what we don't ask. So this is the last match of the season. Now, you said that if Good Folk want to sponsor Frank, they can do that via the Greens on Screen website.
That's right, yeah. Steve very kindly has put a PayPal button. So all you need is a debit card. You go to greensonscreen.co.uk. Click the moving animated donkey. You can listen to a song there based on Belfast Boy, and you can donate there, and it gives a running total every day. We've had some massive support from everybody. They'll be playing the song here as well, donated especially to Hinches on the day, so we're looking forward to that. But we need all the exiles and everybody else to get as much money into this as possible to make it something really, really special for Frank.
May I say that we don't often mention Greens on Screen. We should mention them more, but they are permitted to carry some highlights from BBC Radio Devon season. Some fantastic photos as well that fans take, particularly on away games, but every game. And probably by later tonight you'll see pictures of today's match and all the palaver that goes around it on greensonscreen.co.uk. Adrian, we wish him well in the nicest way, but we don't, if you know what I mean.
No. He shouldn't live this down for at least the next 5 years, I don't think.
And I think the other great thing is that the Argyle end of season dinner, which is that night, is also benefiting the Argyle Youth Trust, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it all ties in very nicely together. And at the meeting this morning, we were discussing perhaps ideas of doing something on an annual basis.
Well, I'm emceeing that night at the Argyle dinner. The tickets are £20, or all the Supporters Player of the Year's awards are taking place. If you like to go along, contact Ken Jones here at the football club. Is Frank going to the dinner in the evening?
Well, that's actually, he should really be guest of honour, shouldn't he? Wearing the donkey ears,
dare
perhaps.
I suggest if we get beyond £2,000, the tutu stays on.
Well, I think that's fair enough, and as it's all in a good cause, how could he possibly deny the chance of even more money going in? How could he? I can't see it myself.
To all our great friends that are listening on the internet at the moment, and no doubt in the Pasotti chat room, something for you to talk about during the rest of the half time.
Oh yeah, they'll be going mad about this game. I think we're playing well today, aren't we?
From a fan's point of view, where are you watching the game from?
Just down there in the grandstand, just row D, and we're up and just watching and couldn't believe what we were seeing. It was a great day's entertainment for everyone listening here today, and you know, hasn't he scored like that before? You know, I mean,
364 days since his last goal.
Is it really
something to celebrate, isn't it? the record books show his last game against Cardiff in the 1-1 draw, his 36th game after his last goal, so a good thing for him. And what was it, 421 minutes since Argyle's last goal, so we're racking up the figures. We did have a text message from Tor Point saying it was a penalty when Dumbe went down.
For sure, for sure. No doubt about it in my mind at all.
You thought it was a penalty?
I did, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
David Byrne says penalty. I think it was on the line. Who said I'm biased?
Well, I think we need the benefit of the doubt on that, really. And it was a penalty, without a doubt for me. But never mind, we'll go on to score in the next half anyway, so we should put this game beyond Wolves, which is good. I mean, I think a lot of supporters were fancying perhaps a 0-0 draw, for the 10th week running, but I think really we're playing extremely well today.
Excellent game. Glad you enjoyed it. One final thing, Adrian. I'm just thinking about Frank running around home park with his tutu. Wouldn't it be great if you could arrange for the record to be played on the tunnel at that time? Don't mess with my tutu. That would be the one, wouldn't it?
Actually, there's a thought for next year for Frank if he's listening.
Okay. Well, Frank, the holy's getting deeper, sir. And just jump on in. Adrian, it's a joy to see you. Thank you very
much
for popping up.
Thank you very much indeed for having me on.
Glad we've had the time to get you in today.
Right.
And do go to greensonscreen.co.uk if you'd like to sponsor Frank. And no doubt on that day, you will see Frank on Greens on Screen in all his glory. Well, maybe not.